97 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Good morning, and welcome to Taco Tuesday, September the 15th, halfway through the month of September, and 1 week away from the official start to fall. It's a change in the season's a changing, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, you know, I know you, it's hard to tell because it's like Groundhog Day, but the season will be changing.
I will say this. It is a much nicer day in the city. I don't know. Look outside, Benny. Is it much? I mean, it's a much nicer. There's a little bit of haze, but not much. The sun is out. It is actually kind of nice for San Francisco today.
Yeah, it doesn't look or feel as smoky at this point here in San Rafael where I'm broadcasting from. But, yeah, you can still see some smoke in the sky for sure. Hey, there's a lot of texts coming in. This is, I guess, a common thing, what Carissa is going through right now in the love trap. And we're assuming that, you know, TJ got this girl Lily pregnant. So what it sounds like. Of course, we'll have a follow-up on Thursday. But like 510 texted in, oh, my God, poor girl. It's bad enough he had an affair while she has a family emergency. But then he doesn't use protection. This happened to me years ago. 707 said, poor Carissa, that happened to me, but I was married. So heartbreaking. And then Andrea texted in that this love trap really hit close to home. Back in college, I was dating a girl for 2 years. And we never spent time apart. Like, literally. She's like, it must have been a lesbian thing. But the one night I had a midterm.
Yes, that is a lesbian thing, by the way.
She said, one night I had a midterm. I could not go out. So my girlfriend decided to go out without me. Ended up sleeping with this random guy and she got pregnant.
Well, there's a shock. That's one you got to admit to there.
Yeah.
If you're in a lesbian relationship, I'm pregnant and it's yours. What?
Wow, that's crazy. So, yes, Thursday at 7:20, if Carissa is up to it, we will definitely follow up with her and see if she, you know, got some concrete answers from TJ. We do know he at least had an affair. Does sound like, by the note, that he may have got this girl, Lily, pregnant. A couple of things here. One is, I want to remind you, at 11 a.m. this morning, Greg and I will be doing our Facebook Live, and we can continue to unpack this love trap a bit because there are a lot of questions and a lot of texts coming in. So 11 o'clock, if you are free, just log on to Facebook. Make sure you have liked the 99.7 Now page, and then join Greg and I as we just hang out with you for a few minutes. And also in 16 minutes, we're playing The Secret Sound once again, $1,100 in the jackpot, and you will get another clue to help you guess that sound at 9:20. Make sure you are here on Big Bay Mornings. Ariana at 99.7 Now, it's Big Bay Mornings on your radio. So this morning at 10 o'clock, so less than an hour from now, Apple is having an event where they're expected to release some new products. Gregory, they are rumored to announce the 6th generation Apple Watch, which is great. I just bought mine like two months ago.
It always happens. But you know they're always releasing new stuff in September, so you got to be careful buying any Apple products in the summer.
So the 6th generation Apple Watch, along with a new iPad and possibly the latest iPhone, which would be iPhone 12.
Well, I mean, this should be really spectacular stuff because everybody's been in lockdown for 6 months. So they should have really been working hard and coming up with some really innovative things.
Some of the rumors are, though, you know, they usually announce it and then release it a week or so later. But the iPhone, if they do announce it, people are saying that it wouldn't be till October that it would be available to purchase. But iPhone 12, I think I'm on the 10R. I got the 10R.
That's what I have, too.
It's still fine, yeah. It's just working good.
Yes.
Looks good.
I'm not one of the people that has to have the brand new iPhone every time. I wait until mine is about to die, which is usually 3 generations later. That's usually when they, you know, peter out.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you update it every time you get the notification, like latest software is available, update it?
I do. Yeah.
I do as well. I know people who refuse to do that because they think you would refuse to update it?
Yeah. When you know that your phone is a little bit older, like it starts to lag, or it used to, it would start to run really slow when you would update.
That's how they get you. But that's like 5 generations. You can't be updating with the newest software.
When you have the iPhone 4.
Yeah. If you still got the iPhone 4 art, which you probably do.
I have the 11.
I've seen your paycheck. Oh, great. You have the 4.
I have the 11. And yeah, they got sued for doing that because they would do that generation to generation.
They did a whole documentary about it. about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I collected my $14 or whatever. I got something out of that,
really?
I think, years ago. Yeah, they gave me some check.
Art says he has the iPhone 11, but what he did is he took the 5 and the 6 and then duct taped them together.
That's what I'm going to do with the 12. Get the 6 and the 6, baby.
Hey, we're taking a quick pause. We're coming back because at 9:20, of course, we got to play the secret sound. We have $1,100 in that jackpot. The money could be yours next. Hang on.
Let's go.
And thank you to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union for making Secret Sound happen. We've got $1,100 in that jackpot. If you can tell us what this sound is. This sound. There it is.
It always happens when you compliment him, Benny. You should have complimented him earlier today.
I did. I complimented Sal the Rat, who runs the board and hits all the buttons. There's quite a few of them. And off the air, I said, Sal, you're doing a great job today. You're real crisp. And then Greg says, have you not learned your lesson, Benny? Do not compliment him, because then the opposite always happens the rest of the show. And sure enough.
Three times.
It's been downhill since then.
It really has.
I guess just yell at him? Is that how?
Yes.
He'll be,
people respond better to being screamed at.
There's a professional way to handle these things. Can we hear that sound one more time, though?
Yeah, let's. What's that sound?
There we go.
All right. Caller 9, hit us up. 888-456-9970. We'll give you a clue as soon as you call us, and hopefully you can tell us the secret sound for $1,100. Good luck.
Let's go.
And we're playing with Karen in
Livermore.
Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. How is it out in cowboy country?
Smoky. Still.
Ain't that the truth. All right, Karen. Well, welcome to Secret Sound. You are caller number 9. So you made it halfway through. Now we're going to play you the sound one more time. Here it is. And this hour clue is...
Sometimes I don't add up.
Sometimes I don't add up. All right, Karen, for $1,100, what do you believe the secret sound is?
Is it one of those wind-up toys that hops across... That hops, like, winding up a toy and hopping across the table?
That is exactly what Greg and I guessed yesterday. We were both wrong. Like, yeah, it sounds just like one of those things. And unfortunately...
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Benny and I thought it were the teeth. You know, the teeth you wind up, but I know the other ones.
Oh, the teeth. I could hear that, too. Yeah, the last clue, I've been totally thinking that.
Yeah, well, not a bad guess. Great minds think alike, but we were wrong. Have a great day, Karen. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Have a good day, too.
Bye-bye. So at 12:20, we will play once again. We take another Benjamin, throw it in the pot. We've got $1,200 up for grabs. Could be yours at 12:20. Make sure you also have signed up to be a Secret Sound Insider. You can do that at 997now.com. Just takes a few seconds, and you will get additional clues from being an insider that you won't get on the radio. So make that happen. 12:20. We're playing again on 997 Now.
This is Big Bay Morning. Get up.
Wake up.
Get up.
All morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Taco Tuesday. It is Big Bay Mornings on your radio, and this is the part of the show where we go through some of the texts that have come in throughout the morning. And we'll start with 925 asking, Benny and Greg, are you guys doing a Facebook Live today at 11 o'clock? Are we?
We are. We absolutely are. So just go to the 997 Now Facebook and make sure you like it, and then we will pop up.
At 11 o'clock, we will go live and hang out for about 30 minutes and talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you got comments, you got questions, you want to recap this crazy love trap this morning, we can do that. Speaking of the love trap, Liz texted in, juicy love trap. My heart broke for Carissa, and I think Benny made a great call by ending it early on the air. Can't wait to know what is happening on Thursday's follow-up with Carissa.
And a lot of people ask about that, Benny. Yes, we follow up on every love trap. It's at 7:20 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. 7:20, Tuesdays and Thursdays, always following up on the love trap.
And we told you in the dirty that Marshmallow Peeps will not be available this holiday season due to the pandemic. They had to shut down production. So that means Halloween, that means Christmas, and Valentine's Day. But then we were like, does anybody actually even eat Peeps? And Greg's like, no, people just put them in the microwave and watch them explode.
They do.
Well, 209 texted and said, me, hand-raised emoji, I eat Peeps, love them. Ugh. All right, do you, boo.
There'll still be some around. I mean, from like, listen, I still have some downstairs from when I made Levi and Sadie's Easter baskets from 3 years ago. So, and I'm sure they're still the same. They're still, like a McDonald's hamburger, they're still the same.
I was going to say, they have a shelf life of 12 years, I'm sure. So you're just fine. No preservatives in there. We were talking about Zoom meeting fails, and 4 and 5 texted in and said, a Zoom fail for me was I witnessed when I was chatting with all of my friends during the beginning of the pandemic. One of my friends thought he turned his camera off and his mic. He left the room. He came back with a ton of food and literally started stuffing his face with food and snacks, smacking his lips. Food was falling out of his mouth. He left his camera on and his mic on, and none of us said anything. We were just texting amongst each other, making fun of him. Some friends, huh?
There is a thing, and I need to order it, actually. My friend sent it to me, the link, anyway, on Amazon. There's a little thing you can buy as a camera cover. If you don't trust having it off, you can turn it on and you can flip it up and flip it down. So it's a good investment and not very expensive.
And people revealed the moment they knew their marriages were over. We were reading some earlier and we got a couple more texts on this. Nina said, I knew my marriage was over when he butt dialed me while he was on a date with another woman.
Oh, yeah.
Fail.
Pretty much.
That is a fail. And then you just sit there and listen, right? I mean, of course, you're not going to hang up. Like, I got to hear what the heck is going on. 510 said, I knew my marriage was over when I was trying to convince her to go on a trip without me. I don't know, though. I think that's actually healthy at times. I mean, I want my wife to go on a trip without me. Give me a little alone time. Give her a little alone time. You know, recharge.
Okay, Vanessa and I might go on a trip then this fall.
Girls trip. This fall?
Absolutely.
This fall? This fall. Nah, I don't know about you. Not yet.
Don't worry about what we do. You stay home and leave us alone. Just give us a credit card.
Stay home. I've been home since March.
We know.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Make it a good one. Love one another. Be safe. We'll see you on our Facebook Live at 11 a.m. this morning. Bye-bye.
Peace.